Last week, we ended with a challenge for you to make sure that you are a Christian or a follower of Jesus. I hope and pray that you took that challenge and that you know without a doubt that you are a child of God. When you know that you are a follower of Jesus, you can also know that His Spirit is within you. How can you know that? Let's look at some scripture that will assure us that the Holy Spirit lives in us. Let's turn to John 14, and let's read verses 16 and 17 and 26. "And I will ask the Father, and He will give you another helper to be with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees Him nor knows Him. You know Him, for He dwells with you and will be in you." And verse 26 says, "But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in My name, He will teach you all things and bring you to remembrance of all that I have said to you." So what did Jesus promise His disciples that His Father would do? He promised that He would pray for God the Father to send another Helper, which was the Holy Spirit, or is the Holy Spirit, to live with us and in us. The Holy Spirit that was sent in Jesus' name. That's very important there, that the Holy Spirit was sent in the name of Jesus. And He will teach us all things and remind us to live out the things Jesus has taught us. Let's go over and read in 1 Corinthians 12:3, where it says, "Therefore, I want you to understand that no one speaking in the Spirit of God ever says, 'Jesus is accursed,' and no one can say, 'Jesus is Lord,' except in the Holy Spirit." So reading this verse helps us to know that we are a child of God, or if we are a child of God. The only way we can genuinely say Jesus is Lord is if we have the Holy Spirit living in us. Because if we don't accept Jesus, we don't have the Holy Spirit living in us. And the only way that we can say that Jesus is Lord is if we've accepted Him as our Savior. So let's read some proof from Scripture. And you don't have to follow along with me. Just listen as I read from four different passages. In Romans 8:9, it says, "You, however, are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if in fact the Spirit of God dwells in you. Anyone who does not have the Holy Spirit of Christ does not belong to Him." And that reiterates just what we were talking about. In order to have the Holy Spirit living in you, you must accept Jesus as your Savior. And in 1 Corinthians 2:12, it says, "Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, that we might understand the things freely given us by God." 1 Corinthians 3:16 says, "Do you not know that you are God's a temple and that God's Spirit dwells in you?" That's something we should all ask ourselves. Does God indwell me? Do I allow the Holy Spirit to live in me? Have I asked Jesus to be my Savior so that the Holy Spirit can enter me and teach me and show me His will for my life? And Titus 3, 5 and 6 says, "He saved us, not because of works done by us in righteousness, but according to His own mercy, by the washing of regeneration and renewal of the Holy Spirit, whom He poured out on us richly through Jesus Christ, our Savior." Why does God send His Spirit to live in the believer? In Galatians 4:6, it says this, "And because you are sons or daughters, God has sent the Spirit of His Son into our hearts, crying, 'Abba, Father.' So you are no longer a slave, but a son. And if a son, then an heir through God." Because we are His children, we are His sons and daughters. He wants us to be He wants to be our helper. He is our helper. He loves us. He loves us so much that he wants to lead and guide us on the right path. What are some results of the Holy Spirit's presence in your life? Let's read 2 Timothy. One seven, and it says this: "And God gave us a spirit not of fear, but of power and love and self-control." So this week's challenge is to ask yourself this question: how do I personally know the Holy Spirit lives in me? Is there evidence of the power of Jesus? Do I show love, grace, and mercy? Do I practice self-control? I am so thankful that Jesus sent us a helper to guide us, to stop us when we are wrong and when we sin against God, to encourage us to do whatever he knows is best for us, to teach us to love others the way he loves them. Tune in next week as we talk about living under the Holy Spirit's control. Have a great week.